Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's finally Friday and it's January 11th.
Yep, it's already halfway almost.
Danny's dancing in her seat because she's happy. She's getting closer to her trip to Chicago.
Oh, I don't have a flight yet, so we don't know that yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Once I get the flight confirmation, then I'll be like, all right,
that's
it's actually
true,
happening.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, what's keeping him? Tell him to get his ass going.
I'm probably
going to
say something today.
Yeah.
In a nice
Yeah,
nice,
tell him I'd like to be able to plan, so.
Yeah, but I do need to plan.
Right.
Like, so I need to know.
Right. It's not like you're lying to him or anything, but yeah, just put it out there, man.
Yeah. We'll see.
I know. So today we have an overcast day. It might actually clear up a little bit.
And it's raining like every other day after that.
Probably. Well, that's what they say, Danny, but I told you it's all bullshit. All rain news here is very
fleeting.
Questionable.
Yeah. Comes and goes. Like, oh my God, we're getting rain tomorrow. And then it doesn't rain at all. It does look like it's going to rain out, though.
Yeah. So I finalized my move to Tarzana.
Okay.
And I got a house now. I'm so excited, man.
Yeah.
Now it's time for parties.
So when do you move?
In 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be obviously a longer drive to get here.
Right.
But I don't mind it. I enjoy driving. If it's only 15, 20 minutes in the morning,
right,
I can deal with it.
Exactly.
Know? And but having a house, man, I'm really excited. You know?
Yeah, that's exciting.
You know what I realize about my cough is every time that I think about it,
you cough more.
That's when it comes.
Yeah. So you stop thinking about it.
Do you know that? Do you ever have this where the more you try not to do something, the
you
more
you do it. Like the more I think about don't pick up my phone, the more I pick up my phone.
Right. Exactly. You know what the fuck is it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. It's all mental.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes when people are like, "Oh, I need to take like an ibuprofen," I'm like, "That's all mental too."
For a headache?
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. I don't
know
if that shit actually works.
Me. I think that.
But you mentally think it helps you. So maybe it's just your mentality where you're like,
but what if
I took the ibuprofen, so I feel better.
I don't think so, though.
I think antibiotics
work. I can tell you, like, if I take one, it may not go away.
Yeah.
So then I have to take another one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it has something.
I bit my fucking cheek yesterday. I'm so pissed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is it a mess?
Yeah. You know when you instantly get like a canker sore?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I know. It's terrible, man. And what happens is it's all like an open wound.
Yeah.
There, you know? And also when you bite, it's really hard.
Yeah.
They're saying the jaws are the strongest bones in the body.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
And sometimes it's like, how the fuck did I even do that? Like,
right.
How did I accidentally bite my cheek?
Right.
That means I was eating
tongue
too fast.
Sometimes, you know? I'm surprised we don't bite our tongue all the time.
The tongue is more painful than biting your cheek.
Yeah.
So bad.
Because the tongue is very sensitive.
Yeah.
For the taste and for kisses and licking. And
yep.
We need that sensitivity there, right?
Yep. And when we say licking, we mean ice cream. Okay?
Right, exactly. Or lollipops, right? Or popsicles.
Oh, popsicles. I love popsicles, actually.
Instagram. That was funny. What you did there. How many comments did you get on that one?
Over 200.
200 comments?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, actually.
Yeah.
I got.
Danny did a video on Instagram of her like sucking on a
lollipop.
Was it a lollipop?
No, I mean popsicle.
Popsicle,
yeah.
Right. And you wrote something about it being.
Oh, 331.
Really?
Yeah. 70,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people liked it.
Well, actually, I had more than 331. I blocked like 100 people. So
you don't mind that the thousands of people actually see you?
No, I don't give a fuck.
That. You like it, actually.
Yeah, I don't care.
You like the attention. It's not that you don't care. You like it because...
That attention doesn't do anything for me, though.
So then why do you do it?
Because I think it's fucking funny. My captions are what makes my day.
No, the responses are what makes
your
day.
No, I don't respond to good comments. I just block negativity. Right. The only reason I even read my comments is to make sure that people that hate me aren't on my page.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, what's the point in posting in the first place?
To make people laugh.
Oh, really?
Or to piss them off. One of the two.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So you like want today, to entertain.
Today I uploaded a video of like sinks exploding. And I said, me the next time I finally have sex. And I did a bunch of funny hashtags.
Right.
Just so people would laugh. Because it's the hashtags that are funny. I don't actually give a shit what people say or think, though.
Right. Like, I know those hashtags are like a placeholder for jokes and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's like people use it as though this is like comments on the... at the post, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool, actually.
I think hashtags are clever.
Yeah, and it helps people find things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I never really click on them, but they're interesting to read.
Like when I do alpha posts, I'll post a lot of hashtags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody reads them, but it helps you find
Everybody reads them.
People find you. If you put like 20 of them.
All of them. I read everybody's hashtags.
Really?
Yeah. Not on a clothing post. I won't read hashtags on like a clothing post or a shoe post or anything like that. But if it's like a video, a funny video, I'll read all the captions.
Really?
Yeah, all the hashtags.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this girl that disappeared? Was it in Minnesota
the
or something?
The one whose parents were found dead and then she was found alive in like the woods or something?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, she was found...
Alive,
mm-hmm. abducted by this 21-year-old man, but apparently...
Did they catch the 21-year-old man?
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently, the woman who helped her escape says that the girl told her that she killed the parents.
I believe it.
Really?
I fucking believe it.
So what happened?
Probably
here?
Met
you
this,
think
she probably
met this guy and probably wanted to.
Yeah,
go
and her
them,
parents
man.
Were probably like, "You're not dating a 21-year-old. You're 15."
Right.
And she was probably like, "I fucking love him," like any psycho 15-year-old would. And they both probably planned the murder.
Right.
This sounds like an episode of Snapped. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
It's literally all about women that snapped at some point in their life, like committed the most crazy heinous crimes.
Right.
She's going to be on a future episode.
Yeah. What do you think about these women, you know?
I feel like what happened to you, honey?
Well, but what if something bad happened, you know?
Because there's still no excuse for murder. I'm sorry. Right. Just like the R. Kelly situation.
Right.
Like, he got molested when he was a kid. So there, in turn, he, like, has molested young women. Mm. It's like, I get that something traumatic happened to you, but there's a lot of people where something traumatic happened to them and they don't become who
murderers,
hurt them or murderers, rapists, pedophiles, whatever have you.
Right. But what about this girl that just got released from prison?
Who?
She's 30 now. When she was 14 or 16, she was part of a sex trade ring. You
Are
know,
you talking where, about, what's her name? She was just granted clemency?
Yes.
She's 30 now?
She's 30.
Oh, so she was in jail for a minute.
15 years. Since she was a teenager, and she was like a sex slave
See,
or something.
See, I feel
right?
like she should have never gotten 15 years.
Yeah.
She protected herself, and she protected other women from that happening to them, too.
Right.
She should have gotten like a year of probation.
Right.
And some serious psychological help.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But she had a trauma, too, and you just said that it doesn't justify
Yeah,
murder.
But killing your parents...
Right.
For not... Which is probably
no,
how the story's going to go.
No, you were talking about the snapped people, though. You were talking about...
No, all of them are like this girl that just got
really?
Found. Yeah. The reasons they're killing people is because, like...
They were abused and went
no,
through trauma?
No, because like their husband was cheating or they got a new lover. Like the reasons they're killing people are like the most asinine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, girl, it's just leave your husband.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Get a
but
divorce.
What about that girl? I don't know. I don't know if it was self-defense either.
What, for her parents?
No, that girl that was given clemency. Do you know the circumstances behind
No,
it?
She just killed his ass.
Yeah, but was that like while he was attacking
oh,
her?
Oh, I'm not
something?
Sure.
See, because she could have gone back and... And shot him or killed him, however she killed him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you can totally understand her.
I feel like that
15 years
that
in
type of crime is like a crime of passion.
Right. No, that one's not a crime of passion.
Crime of passion is like when you catch your lover cheating, right?
Exactly.
And then you just roll up and you're like, oh,
right.
Strangle her to death.
Yeah. No, this was desperation. I mean, shit, you know, if they trade you.
You get less time, right?
I don't know.
When it's a crime of passion?
I don't think so. I don't know. No, why would you?
I don't know.
Yeah. It depends if you plan it or not. That's
right.
The big deal.
Right.
I mean, then it's like murder in the first degree, second degree, third
right.
degree. You know?
Right.
But if you plan it, you're gone, man. That's it. You're gone for life. So, yeah, I mean, I feel so bad with these. And can you imagine how, well, I guess the parents didn't know she was abducted because they were dead by then.
Yeah.
And she probably wasn't abducted either.
No, she wasn't.
Right. She probably went along with the guy.
This story definitely has to do with the fact that her boyfriend or whatever this creep that's rolling with her
right.
is 21. Her parents were probably like, hell no, Becky, whatever the hell her name is.
Right.
And she was like, the only way I can be with you is if we kill them.
Yeah.
And you know,
that's probably the way it went down. Yeah. You know, I'm sure.
I put money on it. That's how it went down.
Yeah.
Now she's going to go to jail for the rest of their life. And now you're not going to be with him at all, girl.
Right.
These people are so stupid. Like, people that commit crimes, you just don't think you're going to get caught.
Right. Yeah.
It's 2018. Forensic evidence is real.
Yeah. And video cameras everywhere and shit.
Well, I don't think they probably have video cameras where she
No, I'm just saying in general, though.
Yeah.
You can't get away with anything.
No.
Did you hear about this weatherman that got fired for a racial slur?
No.
I mean, is that the most ridiculous thing?
Well, what was his racial slur?
Martin Luther Coon instead of King. And he didn't mean that. You can tell when he says that. It's just like a mispronunciation.
I don't care. How do you mispronounce Martin Luther King?
Oh, come on. People mispronounce shit all the time on TV.
Sucks for him.
Well, no, I don't think so. And he says he didn't even know what he said. Didn't even understand. Because when he talks, you can see he's not like, he didn't plan this. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Why would you jump to the conclusion that he did? Listen to it and see for yourself, you know?
Play it.
I don't have the thing here.
They don't have a video on that article?
They did, but not now. Let me see if it does or not. You know, maybe the story does. But, you know, it just shows.
Oh, well, all it takes is one moment in your life to change everything.
Right.
Literally.
And, you know, and I mean, people are like, I mean, here, hold on a second. Contains graphic content.
Okay, so he must have been saying something else then.
No, I'm telling you.
The TV meteorologist in Rochester, New York, who lost his job after he used a racial slur on air, one he insists was an unintentional slip of the tongue. It happened last Friday. I want you to listen now, and I want you to be the judge for yourself. Watch okay. this.
The way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park.
So that's set
is off Coon
a
racist
on social media. The mayor and the city council of Rochester called for his firing, and after an internal investigation over the weekend, Capel was fired by WHEC. He joins me now from Rochester.
Right. You see, so that's the situation. I don't know. It's not like he said it intentionally. Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
Okay. It just doesn't sound like something I would fire him over, you know, when it's so questionable. It's not like he sat there and...
I mean, he did correct himself pretty quickly, but I'm going to Google if Coon's a racist word.
Maybe it is.
Because if it is, then it's like, okay, that was intentional. Is Coon a racist slur?
I know, we look up everything.
I've never heard that before, though. That's why I'm like...
The weatherman's name is Jeremy Capel, and I don't know that he would do something like that. Who would fucking do something like that? Like, intentionally.
Right.
See, he says it was a mispronunciation, and I could tell that I was fumbling the words a little bit.
I just don't see how you can mispronounce...
And he says, the moment I realized I was fumbling, immediately put the emphasis
on
Oh,
no.
King.
He's out.
What?
Coon's racist. It's a racist word for black person.
So? But that's not what I mean, though. I mean...
No, you can't... Okay. No, sorry. It's if it literally has a racist definition to it, that's not an accident.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Bye, buddy. Have a good life. Be sure to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday, which is what, next month?
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
In February?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll celebrate it. Bring some mimosas.
Yeah, no, it's literally it's a racist term for black person.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to call slaves back in the day.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah. So he's got to go, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Sucks for you.
For who? For him.
For him.
Yeah.
Yeah, not you. I'm saying sucks for that guy.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now he's going live. Like, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Yes, you did. What was he like? Honestly, I want to ask him. We should have him come in here.
Yeah.
So we can ask him, what were you fucking thinking?
Yeah.
Well, like, what did you think the outcome was going to be when you said that on live national TV where black people are watching? I'm so confused. What were you thinking? Especially in New York.
Mm.
There's a lot of black people in New York.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he said it on purpose.
You can't not.
Unless he's really stupid.
That's just like me saying cracker and be like, oh, I didn't mean to say that, though.
Right.
Come on.
No, that's not the same. He was talking fast.
King and Coon sound nothing alike, Sam. If it was like,
why?
If he said Kong, maybe, Martin Luther Kong or something with a K.
But you can't decide how people talk. Come on.
No.
You know, it's at the split second.
Yes, split second that ruined his life. Now he'll never ever work in that field ever again. He's
unless
going,
unless he made a bet with someone, like, look, I'm going to be able to do this on my weather forecast.
Well, then that person better pay him a lot of money.
That would be bad. But yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, now you're going to be working in a mailroom.
Everybody's
somewhere.
Trying to fucking skew everybody else, mm-hmm. man. Wow.
Well.
So, yeah, a lot of shit's happening, you know, in politics and stuff. I mean, the fucking government has been shut down for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to start affecting a lot of people. I don't get it, you know. But nobody can fucking agree on anything. Fuck them. What do you think? We should have a wall or no wall?
No wall.
No wall?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just like one that's going to cost billions of dollars. It's like it's so unnecessary. Two, people are still going to figure out to get in, wall or no wall. So
how?
It's just like... they're just going to figure it out.
But it's we have a wall, a partial wall here in Arizona, and it works. There's a big reduction in people.
I don't know.
In Israel, they built the wall. There's hardly any terrorism anymore. People can't get through.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I honestly, my answer is I don't care.
Right. But no, the question is why some people here care so much about people that are not Americans that they would put them before America.
Probably because they have family that are not Americans.
Whatever.
You know
I have
I mean?
A family that's not American. So what? I believe in coming in legally, not illegally.
Mm.
I came here legally. And I appreciate all the ones that do. But you come in here and you break laws, you have to fucking pay.
Mm.
No, you see, you're not like that. That's why you're liberal.
I don't know. I just think of like how awful some people's lives might be where they're at and like how...
I know. Well, that's the way of thinking. But the thing is, look, there's people here that are doing terribly, homeless, veterans, shit like that, that we have a problem with. Why are we looking outside all the time? You know, what the fuck are we like the I don't know, the haven for everybody?
Mm.
And even so, the point is, it's not that immigration is bad. This country is built on immigration.
Mm.
We're talking about illegal immigration. And you can't fucking control a border like that. You know, so so that's why I'm the right and you're on the left, like many people in LA.
Yeah.
Well, most of California.
Like most of the world, I feel, too.
No, most of the world is not like
I feel
that.
Like a lot of people don't really like support the wall idea.
No. Oh, no. In America, you're just talking about the wall.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people with your opinions as opposed to
I'm saying like on Instagram and stuff lately, like no one's been in support of the wall.
Right. Because you're looking at people that are a lot like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And plus everybody in California is a liberal almost.
Well, so. I don't follow just people from Cali.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I follow people from all over.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, it's not popular to be supporting Trump policies. And I have to admit some of the shit he does is really fucking stupid.
Yeah, he's like
But at the same time, yeah. But, you know, I don't know. The economy is doing well. The country seems to be doing well. We're split. But we were split before that.
Yeah.
You know? We've been divided for a long time.
Yeah, I would say so.
That sucks. But at any rate, so they have like a countdown or a count up of the shutdown watch. Already 20 days, man. You know what happens is like in the national parks, people go there, although they don't have to pay to get in now, but all their fucking garbage and their shit in the bathrooms and stuff, nobody cleans it.
Ew.
That's what I'm reading. I mean,
hate
it's
public
terrible.
Bathrooms.
Right.
Already. Like, I think they're disgusting.
Hence the
bathroom here.
The most disgusting thing.
Yeah.
I know.
I hate going in this bathroom, and I have to pee every single time I get here.
Yeah.
Because I drink so much water in the morning, and then I get here, and I'm like, I have to go like a racehorse. And
right.
Like, oh, I hate it. Might just go to another floor to do it.
Fuck it. Yeah, maybe you can.
I don't know. I don't know if that key
codes.
Works.
No, but they have codes. I can ask Casey. You can go to another one.
Oh, but I'm sure they probably all smell.
Yeah.
It's probably just like a pipeline that goes through this building.
Yeah, maybe the other ones don't smell as bad.
Does the men's room smell bad?
Whose?
The men's room?
No.
Okay. Well, the ladies room is awful. But also yeah, ladies are...
So many have complained.
Ladies are trash when it comes to public restrooms, though. Like trash.
And I was talking about that with a friend the other day, that women's bathrooms tend... From what we understand, can be worse than the men's bathroom.
Yeah, 110%.
And, you know, we don't think of women taking a shit and stuff, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the most immature statement I've ever heard you
really?
Say. Yeah.
Why?
It's like, girls don't fart, girls don't poop.
Right, right.
No, we for sure do.
No, I know, but men try not to think about it. What does it have to do with
But if you're in a long series, even if you go on vacation with someone, do you think in those 7 days your girl ain't taking a shit?
No, I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying I don't like to think about it.
Yeah, but what do you think girls do on vacation? Do you think they'll like go to the hotel lobby bathroom and take a dump there? Or do they poop in the hotel room?
I've been with women many times at hotels. They have no problem in the bathroom, but when I go, they have to go outside on the balcony and wait.
Why? You get shy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I hate bodily functions, especially in front of people.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I think shitting is the most gross thing ever.
It's kind of weird, right?
Right.
Like, the whole thing about it just kind of doesn't make sense.
Right. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with my childhood, you know, where... I was became so disgusted with it or whatever.
No, I think everyone's pretty much disgusted with shit.
With shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one's like, oh, my God, can't wait to shit in the morning. Like, no one is excited for that part of their day.
But some people, like, I figured that people that play around with anal probably don't get grossed out by the ass. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not, no.
Yeah,
that's I wouldn't date a guy that would want that on a regular basis. Like, if he wanted, like, once a year, maybe.
Yeah.
I'd think about it. But, like, if I was dating a guy who only wanted to do anal, I'm going to say, you got to go get yourself a boyfriend.
Exactly. Go get something else.
Yeah, like, it's
what
not.
What the fuck?
Like, I like a guy that, like, loves to have vaginal sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple.
Vaginal.
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 Whatever. You knew what I meant.
I'm telling you, I have an accent, but my English is perfect. Fuck it. So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So I told you I finished that movie. I started Bandersnatch.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't like it.
How are you watching all this if you don't have Netflix, bro?
I did. I just got Netflix.
Oh, you just got it.
Again.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I'm catching up on
I was like, wait, I thought you didn't have Netflix.
I know, but I told you I got the trial thing because they give you another trial every time you leave.
Yeah.
So I figured
that'll be up real soon, so make sure you finish that video on time.
No, I did. Well, I'm not watching Bandersnatch anymore.
Oh, you just didn't like it.
No, I don't think it was very good, you know?
Thank you.
At least the beginning of it. Hi, Laura, why don't you come in later? Do you want to? Okay, later. Why not? We haven't had Loda here in a long time.
I love her.
Yeah. Many of the listeners probably remember her, but she hangs out here on Fridays when her husband does a show, Combat Radio, on the other channel right now. So, but at any rate, you'll see she's a very fine lady, and she always brings you coffee every Friday when she's here.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and she got someone to edit my book.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But you said they changed everything on you.
Yeah, but she wrote them an email and said all she wants is grammatical errors, so it's good.
Right.
Like, now it's just grammatical errors. And I reread the first chapter she sent over, and I was like, damn, I'm very shocked at myself. It's pretty good, Sam.
Would you send it to me?
Yeah, I will.
Like a PDF?
Are you going to fucking read it? You're not going to read it.
Why?
But you like reading.
Not the whole thing.
I'll send you one chapter.
Yeah, one chapter.
And we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah. And
just send me a text and remind me.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be a tough critic, but you need someone like that.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
But if it flows and you know, and it's entertaining, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm only putting it on Amazon. I'm not trying to get it, like, published, you know?
Well, you might. Try it with Kindle first and see what
happens. When you're on Amazon, you do the Kindle option, too.
Right, yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is, you're going to do the printing on demand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do any of it.
Right. It's printing on demand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I started selling my books on Amazon, and now I'm starting to deal with returns.
Oh, no.
And this woman is like, arrived too late. I'm like, excuse me? It says you're supposed to get here by the... supposed to get the book by the 14th?
Right.
Today's the fucking 10th, bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. You should put on your page, no refunds.
Yeah, but then people won't buy from you. It's like...
And then you get a shitty rating.
Or I don't know if you can do no refunds because Amazon tells you you have to use like what they call A to Z guarantee. And that gives them the same guarantees as they do
right.
with the Prime, except when you buy it directly from Amazon,
right.
as opposed to, you know, just selling it on their own mm-hmm. and shit. But you can say no refund. I don't know. Maybe you can, but maybe nobody would buy from you then.
Right.
You know.
Right. Exactly.
So it's irritating. But fuck her. Let her pay for the shipping and I'll take it back. What the hell? It's not a lot of money, you know?
Yeah. What is it, $3?
No, $15.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm selling them for pretty
good prices.
You know
what?
She
probably read it in one night.
Yeah.
And now she wants to return it.
Yeah. Yeah.
People suck.
No, I mean, look, I return things, but when they don't work or if the book is shitty.
Same.
I mean, if the book is shitty, I'll send it back.
See, I won't return a book if it's shitty. I've bought so many dating books on Amazon because they have like a really catchy title. Like I bought this book. Called Men Just Don't Love Women Like You. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so good. And I got it. I read one chapter and I go, are you fucking kidding me? It's like a 5-year-old wrote it.
Really?
Yeah, it was. And first of all, it's really frustrating to me. And I hate to sound sexist right now, but I'm just going to say it. It's frustrating to me when men think that they can write from a woman's perspective. You have no fucking clue.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to. I don't know why I thought it was a woman that wrote the book.
Yeah.
But it was a man. And the way he was talking is like, he sounds like an idiot. He sounds like an idiot who knows nothing about women.
Yeah. No, that's
no
true.
One buy that book off
a lot
Amazon.
Of them are like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I think some men do, like when they write fiction, like some
well,
writers.
Fiction?
Yeah.
Not self-help
no, no,
books.
But, no, no. But what I'm saying is they really understand women, even though they're men. You can see when they develop the female characters, they
right.
really know.
Well.
So, you know, but. But yeah, to give advice, forget about
no,
it. You know,
yeah,
and
like
it
there
happens
was a,
all the time. There's million books like that you
by
know?
Men
or women talking about men too. That's pretty much bullshit.
No, but we talk about how to deal with men.
No, but if you think you know how men works, I'm telling you that they don't.
90% of Sam, come on. There's a book called Why Men Love Bitches, and it's right. literally everything in that book she says is facts. It's just going along with what she says that everybody right. fails at.
Right.
Like not being a doormat because men don't like women that are like have no hobbies.
Right.
Can walk all over. But yet here we are not listening to the advice she's giving in the book.
Right.
And then I will say that I did read this book when I was in high school called it's called A Breakup Because It's Broken. And it was a husband and a wife that wrote it together. And it was about their first breakups. But then they took like letters from fans and stuff. And he gave really good advice. Like his advice will stick.
Yeah,
but it's because he was in a really fucked up relationship and he was willing to put that entire relationship in the book.
Right.
Like he was like that dude that was calling her in her hotel room with her new husband. Like, I miss you drunk at 2 a.m. Sounds like me. I can relate.
Yeah. So that book is for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I mean, there's a lot of headlines here that are funny. This one says, study finds link between big bellies and shrinking brains.
What? What does that even mean? Seriously.
That if you have a big belly, you have
that
a shrinking
you're dumb?
Brain?
Like you're dumb?
I don't know. No, I think they talk more about the physical part of it. Maybe in size.
Huh.
Yeah. I guess the belly takes all the brains into it. What the fuck?
Yeah,
yeah, I
no.
didn't even read about it. Oh, look, McDonald's launches cheesy bacon fries nationwide.
I don't eat fast foods. So I don't give up.
Cheesy
fuck.
Bacon fries.
You know, I was thinking about giving up alcohol and carbs until I go to Chicago.
Yeah.
But I just don't. The only thing that scares me is if I give up carbs completely for a week and a half, when I start eating carbs again, am I going to blow up?
I don't know, but you'll really want to eat them.
I know. I love carbs so much. I eat literally eat pasta every day.
Yeah. How can you not eat carbs? I mean, shit.
I was thinking about getting In-N-Out for lunch because I haven't had it in so long.
Yeah.
I'm like craving it.
But you said you don't eat fast food.
Well, no. That's like an upscale fast food restaurant.
It's not.
Because they cook it like right there in front of you.
So what? There's
McDonald's, I just feel like sits there.
Well, McDonald's sucks, but you
Burger
know.
Burger King,
I mean,
Taco Bell.
Sucks too, but Wendy's, The Habit, they make it to order, you know?
I just don't trust Wendy's because like you can literally go do four for four. And I'm like, no decent food can be that cheap.
Four for four? What does that
What? Mean? You've never had the four for four?
No.
You can literally go and get four like... items for $4.
Right, but that's from their $1 menu. I mean, when I go in there, I spend $10-$12.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
For a combo?
$12?
No, so a combo, okay, probably under $10. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, maybe $6-$7. That sounds about right.
Yeah, maybe.
I had Wendy's when I was drunk on Halloween, and I felt like absolute shit the next day.
Really?
Yeah, Wendy's doesn't sit well with me.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Like, and I'll only get the chicken nuggets.
I think it's the best and the cleanest, too.
No, if I had to pick between all of them, I would, well, not including In-N-Out and Shake Shack, because like, for me, those are like upscale.
Shake Shack is, but not In-N-Out. I mean, come on.
I love Shake Shack.
It's like a fucking market, you know?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Okay.
But if I had to pick, excluding In-N-Out, if I had to pick between the ones that have been around for decades upon decades upon decades, it would be Wendy's. Mm. I just tried their sriracha sauce on Halloween with my chicken nuggets. Unreal.
Really?
Next time you go, get the chicken nuggets with the sriracha sauce.
I love their chicken nuggets.
Their chicken nuggets are good, but for some reason, the next day, I can't function.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm not digesting it correctly.
Maybe it's the placebo effect.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten at Barry's?
No. What is
really?
That? Where's Barry's?
I don't know if there's one out here, but there's a couple in Hollywood.
Probably. There's a lot of places in the city that don't have locations here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they have one out here, but they have a lobster pizza. It's like $50 though.
Wow.
And it's not even lobster. It's shrimp.
Really?
It just like has lobster sauce on it. I'm like, really, guys?
$50 pizza?
$50.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the small one that has like four slices in it is $38. So you might as well just spend the extra $12.
Yeah.
For a larger pizza. Because the small one is so much smaller.
So who buys there?
Everybody.
Really?
It's the only place open after the club too. Basically that and Bossa Nova.
So they attract a lot of the hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, those restaurants are smart, you know?
Smart.
Because after 9 o'clock, everything's fucking closed out here.
Yeah,
you know?
Like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, people like 10. To go out to eat at 10 because they're going to the club at midnight.
Or either that or you come back from work at 8, 9 o'clock, you want to eat something.
Yep.
Most places are closed.
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks. Chick-fil-A reveals the top-selling menu item of 2018.
Ew, I hate Chick-fil-A.
Never ate there once.
Nope.
Don't know. It's not chicken at all. Despite that, eat more chicken. It seems the restaurant's more popular. The waffle fries. Have you ever had the waffle fries there?
From
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so I went on Halloween as well. I didn't eat good on Halloween, obviously, because I had Chick-fil-A for lunch and Wendy's for the wrap-up.
Right.
But I went and I got the spicy chicken sandwich and I cut it open and it was like pink red.
Really?
So, like I instantly, like bite that was in my mouth, Sam, I like almost threw it back up. And I was like, I'm never eating here again. Once I have one bad experience with food, I'll just never go back to that place ever again.
It's disgusting.
Burger King, I got I think like a junior cheeseburger like 7 years ago. Mm. And I always cut my sandwiches in half because I like to see what's going on.
See what's inside.
Good and idea. I always lift off the top to make sure that I have ketchup and mayo on it. And I lifted up the top and there was a dead bumblebee on it. Never been back to Burger King.
Fuck.
Yep. Never been back.
Whoa. How the fuck did that get in there? Yeah. I don't know. I never had that kind of an experience, thank God. But I try not to eat too much fast food, you know, maybe once a week or something.
Yeah.
I like Arby's. I really do like Arby's. But there's not a lot of them here. And sometimes they're not the cleanest or the most attractive.
See, I didn't like them.
No?
No. I had a sandwich there once.
I love the roast beef sandwich. It's amazing.
I want you to go just specifically to Boston to go to this place called Harrison's.
Uh-huh.
They have literally plaques and plaques of medals around their walls. It's like a mom and pop store. They only have like one. Uh-huh. But their roast beef sandwich, I've never had anything like it.
Really?
And once you have that, it's like you can never eat another roast beef sandwich.
Wow.
Because they have a homemade sauce.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's in it. They won't tell anybody. Uh-huh. Obviously, that's why they won the awards. But it's so good. But I do like roast beef. I just don't like the dark roast beef. I like the red.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean when it's not cooked that much? That's what.
No, I think it's like two different types of roast beef. No.
No, no. It's cooked more.
Oh.
But there's definitely a great, if you're in LA, like one of the best sub sandwiches or sub places in Woodland Hills, so it's out of the way for you.
Right.
But they make the bread so freaking fresh, and in my opinion, in a sandwich, right, the bread makes
the
sandwich.
Yeah,
right.
110%.
It's got to be fresh.
Yep.
That's why, you know, like for example, at Subway, they make their own bread, and it's still not fucking fresh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I don't eat there. But you go to this place, the bread is so fresh and soft, and the meat is so great, and they're like the most popular. There's always a line there.
Right.
You know? But, and they get like a lot of recognition in the press and stuff. But it's called Dan's Subs. And if you're ever on that side of town, you should check it out. If you like subs,
Dan's
I don't know.
Subs. Yeah. I'm probably never going to check it out.
Dan's Super Subs. Yeah, you don't get that.
Unless
way.
I'm randomly in Woodland Hills and need lunch really quick.
Exactly. Then you'll remember it.
Yeah. I'll remember it when I'm hungry and I'm like, oh, I need to eat really quick.
So, yeah. So it's not a chain. It's a family run place.
Right.
But it's, I just had to describe when there's a good sub and there's not a lot of them. I mean, you right. know, even, you know, Jersey Mike's, you go there. They put so much of that shit, by the time you get home, everything's soaked.
Yeah.
The whole fucking bread is soaked.
I don't like Jersey Mike's.
From the vinegar oil.
Yeah. Or yeah. if you get a chicken Caesar salad wrap, uh-huh. it's like no chicken, really? No lettuce, wrap. It's like a wrap in salad dressing.
Really?
So like you take a bite and it's just like you're eating salad dressing out of a pack. It's nasty. I think that's another one where it's like, if you're desperate, go there, but I would choose not to go there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, desperate, but...
Desperate.
Maybe you just had one bad experience. I mean,
that's all it takes.
The tuna is pretty good.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
One bad experience and I'm good. See ya.
Fast food.
Like I'll never eat at Olive Fast Garden ever food. Again.
Really? Why? What
I got food
there?
Poisoning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll go there for a drink.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've never been to the Olive Garden.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't go.
I know.
Don't go. It's like, it's supposed to be an Italian restaurant.
It's a bad rep, but.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. it's not authentic Italian food. It's like literally just somebody taking like boxes from Ralph's.
Yeah, and making it.
And right. waking it like in the back.
Yeah. Like canned sauce.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah. I love Italian food.
Yeah, Italian food is good. It seems to be the most popular kind of restaurant. Mm. And sushi today, you know, in L.A. Sushi's all over the fucking place. Do you like sushi?
No, not really. I mean, know. I'll go to a sushi restaurant, but I'll get like the popcorn shrimp.
Right.
I won't get like an actual roll of anything.
Oh, no, like I'll get a bento,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you have a little bit of ribs and a little bit of
right.
tempura and a little bit of sushi.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm like that. You know, I can't eat like the solid fish. You know, I mean, the rolls are okay Ugh. When they chop up the crab and, yeah. and or the tuna, whatever.
I will say that I went to Catch
uh-huh.
For my 30th birthday
right.
last year. And my friend got the, I'm definitely going to hack this up when I say it, sushimi. Yeah, so it's like the thin raw fish.
Right.
She got yellowtail.
Uh-huh.
And I was starving at this point, so I tried it and it was fucking good.
Really?
And I hate salmon.
Right.
I hate salmon so much. I hate the smell. I hate the texture. They have a specific salmon sushimi there, but it has like a sauce on it.
Uh-huh.
Unfucking real.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's the only place where I'll actually eat
yeah.
raw fish.
See, I think the texture is what I won't be able to handle.
You can't really taste it. It tastes like chicken.
No, not the taste.
Do you like spicy tuna?
The texture in your mouth, you know?
There is no texture. It's like it goes down in like a, like almost like a, it's almost as if you're like you're taking a shot of food. There's like no chewing
like
involved.
Like jelly
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I sometimes go with friends because that's where they want to go, but
right.
it's not my first choice.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And in some of them, I actually like a couple of sushi dishes, you know, so I'll order it. But many times, I'll just get something else.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's more like something of a, I don't know, style or something.
Right.
You know? It's an experience, you know. Sometimes people go sit at the bar, at the sushi bar, you know, so
right.
they don't have to sit at the table.
Right.
So they can talk to other people. You discuss the food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something about it, some kind of a ritual.
I wish they had more hibachi places out here.
Hibachi places. Yeah, but they do have a few.
What, Benihana's?
Yeah, Benihana's.
I won't go. I
but
got food poisoning.
Wow, so you get it from all these places.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you shouldn't eat out.
I love eating
often.
Out, but I don't eat out often. I only go when a guy offers to take me.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be honest. I'm not like, hey, I'm going out to eat tonight. I mean, if I had the money, I would definitely go out to eat, even probably by myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To nice restaurants or just fast food?
No, I don't like fast food. I eat fast food when I'm desperate or I'm on the move.
So you would go to a nice restaurant by yourself?
Probably so.
I don't think you would.
I probably wouldn't, actually.
No. Never.
But I might hit up my girl.
I never seen restaurants or in fast food restaurants where women would sit alone and eat. Even in fast food restaurants.
I've seen guys sit alone and eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not women.
Not women. No.
In no kind of restaurant. You might sometimes.
I might go to a bar by myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd eat by myself. Or unless it's bar food, like a quick little like buffalo wings while I'm enjoying like a vodka soda or some shit. Right. I don't know.
That's very unusual too. You know, I mean, women just don't.
I'm not like a normal type. I'm not like a normal woman though.
I know.
I'm very weird.
Yeah.
We know this.
Well, you're very like independent, assertive.
Right.
You know, things like that. That's how I would describe it.
And I feel like if I want to eat somewhere, like say I really wanted to go to a restaurant and I hit up all my girlfriends and I was like, let's go, and no one wanted to go, I'd probably still go by myself.
Yeah.
I might not sit. I might not have them sit me at a table for two. I might just sit at the bar and eat.
Right.
And still get dressed up and look cute because you never know who you could meet.
There's no way that somebody wouldn't hit on you if you did that.
Yeah, and if you're sitting by yourself eating, it's even more of a conversation starter for whoever wants to bother you.
Exactly.
Like, excuse me, miss, are you eating alone?
It's so rare. Yeah, it's so fucking rare. Mm-hmm. You don't see that shit.
I know. Yeah.
Not hot looking chicks anyway. I mean, you might go to a bar, see those hillbillies, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
You go to those small towns, those bars are amazing to me.
Are you doing anything this weekend?
No, not really. Maybe just go and check out the new house, see what's going on, take some measurements. Oh, actually, it might be a good idea to start looking for fucking furniture.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah.
When do you move in?
Because I'm giving away everything that I have.
Yeah.
By February 1st.
Oh, okay.
So I have 3 weeks.
Yeah. But still, you seem to like be a really big procrastinator, which I thought I was.
You're right, I am.
You should probably like start looking for shit now.
I am.
If you have nothing else to do, just fucking do it.
Exactly. I got nothing else to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go to Koreatown. That's the best place to find furniture. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
It's like on Western.
I mean, I've driven through Koreatown.
Right. So
I haven't been there, though.
So on the main street, they have every other store is a furniture store.
Yeah.
And they got, like, stuff that's different from IKEA. You know?
Right.
Everybody's got IKEA.
Well, IKEA sucks because you have to put it together yourself.
Well, yeah, but let's say you do, okay?
Right.
Let's say you don't mind it. It's still, so everybody has the same fucking furniture.
Right.
You know?
Right. Everybody does. Yeah. Everybody does. I don't find it attractive if I talk to a guy or go to hook up with a guy and all his furniture is from IKEA.
Right.
I don't want to be with you. And I damn sure don't want to
fuck
you.
Very original, right?
No. Like, you couldn't get nice furniture, bro?
I don't believe it. If you were attracted to him and you went to his house and there's only IKEA, you wouldn't fuck him?
Nope, not now. Maybe when I was like 25.
I don't believe you.
No, I wouldn't. Literally, I was talking to some guy. I thought it was nice. And he sent me pictures of his couch chilling. And I group texted my girlfriends. I said, well, he's out. Because his couch literally looked like something from That 70s Show. Like, I was like, he's out. I'm not even entertaining another one of his texts ever again.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to go over and have sex with your couch that I think is gross.
But why is it gross?
It's just, it was a hideous, old, dirty, beat up couch.
Oh, okay, but it's not IKEA.
Who knows? Maybe it was.
No, I mean, I understand that, but if it's
like, IKEA, if you go to a grown-ass man's apartment,
uh-huh,
let's say 35 and up, and he has an IKEA bed that's like falling apart because IKEA furniture is a joke. No. You're a grown-ass man.
Right.
Have some nice furniture.
Exactly. Now, if you haven't figured out how to do it in your 40s.
No, 30s, mid-30s.
Even, yeah.
Mid-30s. Early 30s, okay, if you're still trying to figure it out. Mid-30s, though? No, man. Mm. I'm going to need you to get it together.
No, sorry. I agree with you. I'm seeing this big story here. Costco sells out of the 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese. So they have these huge fucking, what's 180? Maybe 180 servings or something, right?
Who would ever need that?
I don't know, but they sold out of it. So maybe a lot of people are buying this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. How much macaroni and cheese are you going to feed your family?
I don't know. It's unreal. It's ridiculous.
God, man. The shit that people buy.
I think people just do it to just buy it. Like, people probably buy that to put it in their basement to be like, yo, bro, let's go downstairs, smoke a joint, and look at this big-ass mac and cheese container I have that I'm never going to cook.
Yeah, either that or for if we reach the end of the world, we'll have some food.
Yeah, but you can't even cook it because right. You got to put that on a stove.
In water, yeah.
I'm done.
Well, maybe there'll be... if you have a fire...
I'm not around for the end of the world.
You won't be.
I hope that's like 150 years after.
Yeah.
You know? My kids. Yeah.
The most likelihood of the world going is a nuclear war. But you have to ask yourself, how come no nuclear wars happen until now?
Right.
Do you know why?
No.
Because there's a balance in the world. Because the rogue states, let's say North Korea, Iran, the countries that do their own thing,
right?
They can have missiles, and they're the ones that would attack us,
right?
But they know they're going to be destroyed if they do, so they call it MAD, mutually assured destruction. And what that means is every country knows that if it uses an A-bomb, then it's destroyed too. Because it's going to get missiles back. So that's why nobody does that. Because it's really the end for everybody.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't do it. But if it falls
I hope
in the
I'm
hands,
not around for any of that
if
either.
If it falls in the hands of tourists, man, then it's another shit altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if Tom Cruise's Fallout.
Exactly. I was just thinking of Tom Cruise and the Mission Impossible.
That was such a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm glad I watched that. I was hesitant at first, but I always enjoy some Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Absolutely, and I still got five of them to watch.
I don't know how you watched the last one before you watched the rest of them.
No, because I've seen all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen all of them at the theaters.
All right.
That's why.
Yeah.
And I've seen them all twice, I think, at least.
I can't believe I have no one to go to the movies without here because I wanted to see Bumblebee in theaters.
Yeah.
So pissed.
Why don't you go? Don't they have apps for friends rather than just romance?
No, you can use Bumble for friends, but that's like a little creepy for me.
It is, but chicks, I mean, that
no, chicks are the worst.
Really?
Hence the chick that just killed her parents. Like, a lot of chicks are like that.
No, I understand, but I mean, but many guys are like that too. You still,
yeah, but I don't use dating apps, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, none of you are getting a shot. Ever.
Ever.
Single for life.
All right, everybody. This is all for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Danny, don't get into too much trouble. I hope Monday you'll have a confirmation number for your flight.
I know. What the fuck? What do I say, Sam? That's I'm going to say, hey, I was looking at flights and I'm not sure what time works for you for me to come on Thursday, but I need to go to the hotel to clean up before I see you. I think that's a good segue into it.
No, I think that's too much. That's too...
lengthy? Too many words?
No, it's too you have to say something else first. What you have to say is, so I was just wondering when do you want me to come or something?
Well, no, we already discussed the 24th to the 27th.
Okay, so... What you can say is, let me know, when do you think you're going to book the flight?
Just flat out that.
Yeah. So yeah. When do you think you're going to book the flight so I can make the plans?
Right.
That's
okay.
It. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, you don't have to say you're going to buy it. Just say when do you want me to book it or whatever.
Right.
All right. Well, so that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening and see you on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.